What's up, everyone? You're listening to Sincerely Angie Podcast, and I'm your host, Angie. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to my little gumbo pot. Please be sure to rate and subscribe wherever available, and don't forget that you can download any of your favorite episodes for offline listening. You can always find any information needed on today's episode in the show notes. And for further info, such as social media handles like Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, you can visit SincerelyAngieM.com. Hey everyone, it's Angie. You've heard me mention Rakuten, formerly Ebates, multiple times on this podcast. Well, now, instead of them giving you $10 when you spend your first $10, you get $40. So you would sign up for Ebates, click the store you want to shop at, it's going to bring you to that website, and once you make your $40 purchase, you're going to get $40 in return, either PayPal or a big fat check. I've earned over $200 using Rakuten, and it is an online shopper's dream. You can get cash back on top of the $40 that you get when you sign up. Who doesn't like free money? I don't know how many times I can say that. It's the holiday season, and with COVID and more stores being online and selling products online, why not get cash back for shopping online? You're buying some of these gifts for free, you guys. Link is in the show notes. This is a limited time offer. This won't happen forever. It's going to go back to $10 or $25, but $40 is big. This is a legit steal. Act now. P.S. I forgot to mention, and when you refer a friend, you get $40, they get $40. So click the link so you can get your $40. Happy New Year, everyone. It's Angie, your host of Sincerely Angie Podcast. Happy 2022. Welcome, you all. Welcome to 2022. She is already starting her ish. We lost Sidney Poitier, and we just lost Bob Saget. We're 10 days now into 2022, and it's already some ish. But it doesn't have to be that way for the rest of the year. This year, like today's episode is titled, Dear Vision 3, because this is my third installment of the Vision episode. So I did one for 2019, 2020, and 2021, I believe. Yeah, this is the third one. So I think it's the third one. No, it's the third one. Anywho, maybe it's the fourth one. Let me check my notebook. Hold on. Okay, so I did not do one for 2021, but I did one for 2019, 2020, and here we are in 2022, and I'm doing another Dear Vision. 2020 must have effed me up. That's why I didn't do 2021. I don't know. But here we are, and I'm going to stick with the same script for the Vision episode, where I just basically set the intentions for the year, whether that be for my life or for the podcast, and to encourage and motivate you all. But that's what we're doing. So as per usual, my first and really the main tip is to write it down. If you fail to plan, you know how the rest of that goes, but you want to write it down or have some sort of a vision board for your year, for your life. You don't want to go aimlessly through life without any type of vision, because you can't really mark your progress if you don't have any type of starting point and or vision where you are expecting to be, then you won't really know how far you've come. So get out of your comfort zone, write down what your desires are for the year, and at the end of the year, then you can mark your progress to see how far you have come. But we can't let 2022 interfere with what we have a desire or a dream for. So writing it down is the most important thing. Once you write it down, it makes it a little more... It makes it real. It makes it, it kind of holds you accountable to those things that you write down. So if you say you have a desire to raise your credit score, once you write it down, it kind of puts things into motion and you start to go through the process of putting things in place to start making your credit score higher than what it is. A vision board is also the same thing. You can write the numbers 620, that's your current credit score, and you would like a 720 by the end of the year. That is very much so attainable, and especially if you see it on a consistent basis. So writing it down or having some sort of a vision board is very important. That is a fail-proof plan. It is something that has worked consistently whether you do it at the beginning of the year, the middle of the year, end of the year, writing it down in general is always going to be your number one thing to do without fail. You also want to have discipline. Discipline is necessary to do any and everything that you want to do in this life. And I showed a lack of discipline already this year because I saw clearance and 70% off and 90% off. And I went against what I said last month because I lack discipline when it comes to clearance. And you'll probably see that in my new video that'll be coming out soon. I just, you know, do as I say, not as I do. Have discipline. Don't be like me. Do the opposite of what I do. Have discipline. The next thing I would say is to fast. And I recently had this conversation last night that I am going to do a fast. And this time I'm going to do it with someone else. My church is doing their fast, 21-day fast. But I am going to do one outside of the fast with my church, as I tend to usually alter the fast that my church does, just because I cannot, the way they do it, it does not work for me. So I'm doing one outside of that, and it'll be something that is going to be jointly with someone else, because I believe that two heads are better than one, and we both touch and agree on some things, and we can get more done in that aspect. Fasting is basically taking away something that would affect you and spending more time with God. So while some people may go 7 days with only drinking juices or bread only or no sweets, which I've done before, whatever they choose, or I can't eat anything before 6 o'clock, I can only eat after 6 o'clock, or one meal a day, whatever the fast is for you, it has to be something that is difficult. It has to be a sacrifice. And I'm going to take some things away from me that are going to be difficult for me to do. And I'm going to take that time that I would be spending doing those things and actually spend some time with God, praying more, reading my Bible more, and just having a conversation with Him more than what I would be on any regular day. Because I am believing for some things for this year. As per usual, I'm not going to share them on the podcast because it's personal to me. I can tell you my testimony once it has manifested, but I will not share those things on the podcast just yet, only because they're personal to me and I want to work towards my goals first before sharing them with the world. All right, so I think one of the last things that I would say is to be intentional. Make sure you're not just writing something down or having a vision for something because it looks good for other people. Make sure it's something that you actually want and that's beneficial to your life. So be intentional about it. Don't just say, I want a Bentley, or I want a Tesla, or I want a Range Rover just because it looks good to other people. Make sure that that's something that you truly desire. You know that I have talked recently about peace being very important to me. And I think a part of peace comes when you are no longer trying to please other people, when you are doing what you want to do for yourself, when you're doing what makes you happy. The moment you're doing things for other people, you're losing that peace that will make you happy because you're pleasing someone else and not yourself. So be intentional with whatever you have a vision for. Like I mentioned before, if you want a high credit score, don't do it just so that you can post it on social media. Do it because you want a high credit score so that you can buy a car without having to put any money down, or you can get a house without having to put much down, or you can have a low interest rate. Like, do it for those reasons, not for the sake of others, because at the end of the day, those people aren't living your life. They're not walking in your shoes. So you showing them or showing off for them is not helping you. It's a temporary satisfaction. Be intentional with your vision. Make sure that it's something that you want and you're not doing it for other people. I can't stress that enough. If you thought about it, most likely it's something that you want. It's a desire of yours. It's something that you may need. And if you can think about it, most likely you can make it come to pass. You have to be intentional. You have to make sure that you are working towards that thing, that you're praying for that thing, that you're believing that that thing is going to manifest itself. You have to be able to visualize it. And once you can visualize it, you know that it's possible. I did say that that was the last thing, but here's the last thing. Your mouth must match what you have a vision for. you cannot say, I want to have a Range Rover, but say, oh, I can't afford a Range Rover in the next breath. You cannot do that. Your mouth must match what you have a desire for and what you have a vision for. And I'm talking to you as well as I'm talking to myself. Like I said, I just had a conversation last night. And I know that sometimes my mouth can contradict what I believe. It's only because the fleshy side of me allows what I see to dictate what is possible. Just because I don't see it right now does not mean that it's not possible. So please be mindful of that. This year, we're being very intentional. I've mentioned being intentional plenty of times before. But this year, I think that we are woke enough and we are in a place of self-awareness where we're putting ourselves first and we're doing what makes us happy. So I think that this is a great year to be even more intentional than we may have been in the past to get the things that we want and desire. And in order to do that, you have to have a vision. So that's my spiel on a vision for 2022. I pray that every one of you listening to this podcast episode get every desire of your heart this year and every year from here on out. I pray that every need that you have is met. I pray that anyone who may be experiencing any type of ailment, that you are healed and whole in Jesus' name. I thank you all so much for listening. Have a great 2022. And I will talk to you all in the next episode. If you do not hear from me again in the next week or so, check YouTube. I will be there. Thank you all so much and have a great year. Bye.